Zechariah chapter 6. Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 1 of Zechariah chapter 6. I looked up again, and there before me were four chariots coming out from between two mountains, mountains of bronze. The first chariot had red horses, the second black, the third white, and the fourth dappled, all of them powerful. I asked the angel who was speaking to me, "What are these, my Lord?" Now, the chariots in this vision indicate that God is doing something on earth, obviously. And some of it will be good, some of it not good. Again, verse 4, I asked the angel who was speaking to me, "What are these, my Lord?" Zechariah is once again a puzzled prophet. But the God who gives revelation also explains it, so he will not be puzzled for long, and neither will we. Verse 5, the angel answered me, "These are the four spirits of heaven, going out from standing in the presence of the Lord of the whole world." So the four chariots refer to four angels sent by God from heaven to earth. 6, the one with the black horses is going toward the north country, the one with the white horses toward the west, and the one with the dappled horses toward the south. When the powerful horses went out, they were straining to go throughout the earth. And he said, "Go throughout the earth." So they went throughout the earth. And so the angels are sent throughout the entire earth. They are sent to carry out the Lord's commands concerning the various nations of the earth. Verse 8. Then he called to me, "Look, those going toward the north country have given my spirit rest in the land of the north. The great world powers of Assyria and Babylon were in the north. God is saying, I will punish the world powers who oppose my people. And this ultimately points to the final judgment in which all the enemies of God will be destroyed and his church made safe and strong. 9. The word of the Lord came to me, "Take silver and gold from the exiles, Heldai, Tobijah, Jedai, who have arrived from Babylon. Go the same day to the house of Josiah, son of Zephaniah." Now these four men likely were leaders who led a group of returning Jews from Babylon to Israel. Josiah was probably their leader. Verse 11. "Take the silver and gold and make a crown and set it on the head of the high priest, Joshua, son of Jehozadak." Joshua, the high priest of Israel, is given a king's crown, which was very unusual. In fact, in the Old Testament, the offices of high priest and king were not supposed to be combined. But in this vision, the Lord combines them in Joshua. And that is because Joshua is a picture of Jesus Christ, who the Bible says is our high priest and our king if we are Christians. So he pictures Jesus. And by the way, Joshua and Jesus are two ways of pronouncing the same name. 12. Tell him, "This is what the Lord Almighty says. Here is the man whose name is the branch, and he will branch out from his place and build the temple of the Lord." The temple of the Lord is the real sanctuary of God. That is the people who make up the Church of Christ. The church is the temple of God, which Jesus is building. And Joshua is an Old Testament picture of that right here. Verse 13, it is he who will build the temple of the Lord, and he will be clothed with majesty, and will sit and rule on his throne. And he will be a priest on his throne, and there will be harmony between the two. The offices of high priest and king are united in Jesus Christ. Again, Joshua pictures that right here. He is a picture of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the high priest of his people today. He represents us before God. And he also sits on the throne of God. He is the head of the kingdom of heaven, which is the church. So Jesus rules in his kingdom, the church, and he also, as our high priest, stands in the gap between Christians and God. So that's what this is a picture of. 14, the crown will be given to Heldai, Tobijah, Jediah, and Hen, son of Zephaniah, as a memorial in the temple of the Lord. Now, these are the same four men mentioned earlier, but no one knows why some of the names are different here, but they are the same four men. Verse 15. Those who are far away will come and help to build the temple of the Lord. And you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. This will happen if you diligently obey the Lord your God. People from all over the world will repent and receive Christ, and as a result help build the spiritual temple of God, which is the church. That's what this is a prophecy of. But there is a caution. This will happen. You may come to Christ and be a part of his temple. Don't turn your back on Christ, though, or you miss out on it. Next time, chapter 7. Until then, Mike Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.